Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origin Podcast. I'm Jamie and I'm here with Alex today, and wow, do we have a fascinating deep dive for you.
Yeah, this one's really exciting. We're talking about spatial transcriptomics, which is basically, imagine being able to see where genes are being expressed in actual tissue samples, like seeing the whole picture of what's happening in a tumor and its surrounding environment.
Right. And the reason this is such a big deal is that Nature Methods actually named this the Method of the Year back in 2020. So we're looking at a study that compares three major commercial platforms, CosMx, Merfish, and Xenium, to see how they stack up against each other.
And what's really cool about this study is they used actual archived tumor samples, lung cancer and mesothelioma, not just lab samples. These are real patient tissues that have been sitting around for different lengths of time, which is super important for translational research.
Exactly. So let me break down what they found. First off, these three platforms are pretty different from each other. CosMx has the biggest panel with 1,000 genes. Merfish has 500, and Xenium has about 340 genes. But here's the interesting part. Only 93 genes were shared across all three platforms.
Wow, only 93? That's actually not a lot when you think about it. So if you're designing an experiment, you really need to know what genes you're interested in before picking a platform.
Absolutely. And the performance differences were pretty striking too. CosMx detected the highest number of transcripts per cell, which sounds great, but it also had some issues with background noise. They found that some of their negative control probes were expressing at the same level as actual target genes.
Oh, that's not good. So you might be seeing signals that aren't really there? What about the other platforms?
Well, Xenium performed really consistently across different tissue ages, which is huge for working with archived samples. And when they looked at false discovery rates, Xenium came out on top, with less than 0.09% error rate, while CosMx and Merfish had higher rates, between 4 and 11%.
Okay, so Xenium's more reliable for older samples, but what about actually identifying different cell types? Because that's really the whole point, right?
That's where it gets really interesting. They had pathologists, actual experts, look at the results and compare them to standard staining methods. Xenium with multimodal segmentation got the highest scores across the board. The pathologists could actually recognize the cell types and patterns they expected to see.
So it's not just about the data. It's about whether the data makes biological sense when experts look at it. That's a really important validation step that I think people might overlook.
Exactly. And here's something that really stood out. Cell segmentation, which is basically drawing boundaries around individual cells, was way better when the platforms used special stains to see cell membranes. Xenium's unimodal approach, which only used nuclear staining, created cells that were too large and sometimes included transcripts from neighboring cells.
So you could end up thinking one cell is expressing genes that are actually coming from its neighbor? That could really mess up your results, especially when you're trying to understand cell-to-cell interactions.
Right. And they tested this by looking at genes that shouldn't be expressed together, like B-cell markers and T-cell markers. CosMx had more cells showing co-expression of these mutually exclusive genes, which suggests some segmentation or noise issues.
Okay. So, if I'm a researcher trying to decide which platform to use, what's the takeaway here?
It sounds like they all have strengths and weaknesses.
You're absolutely right. The main takeaway is that you need to consider several factors: how old your samples are, what genes you need to study, and how important accurate cell segmentation is for your research question. Xenium seems to be the most reliable overall, especially for archived samples and when you need accurate cell typing.
And I'm guessing this field is moving pretty fast, right? These technologies are probably improving all the time.
Oh, absolutely. The study mentions that newer panels with 5,000 to 6,000 genes are already being tested. And there's work being done to combine these RNA measurements with protein detection in the same tissue section, which would give us an even more complete picture.
That's really cool. So the bottom line is, spatial transcriptomics is an incredibly powerful tool. But you need to understand the limitations of each platform and validate your results with traditional methods. It's not just plug and play.
Exactly, and that's what makes studies like this so valuable. They're doing the hard work of comparing these platforms side by side so researchers can make informed decisions. All right, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us on the Origine podcast.
Thanks, everyone. See you next time.